talking to Coach Tyler Martin of the Kirksville High School boys basketball team. Coach, your nominations this year, Noah Copeland, a junior, and Paxton Dempsey, a senior. Tell me about the leadership on and off the court between these two.
Both great young men. Paxton was a quarterback on the football team, and then he's been our point guard the past 2 years. And then Noah was an all-state receiver. Obviously, he was targeted by Paxton most of his passes, and hopefully has a chance to get that this year. But both are great, great young men, and very hardworking individuals, and really couldn't be prouder of the two of them.
Now, looking at Noah specifically, he's a junior, so he'll be back next year for his senior year. I guess, what did he show this year that excites you for next year?
You know, he's been a two-year starter for us. Came in as a freshman about midway through the year, started for us. You know, so we've seen him. We know what he's capable of. I think this year, as weird as it sounds, he was coming off some football injuries and was kind of battling through some of that stuff. Just the toughness that he showed day in, day out. You know, we would have to sit him in some practice because he was struggling to, you know, run full speed, do some different things like that. And obviously that was something that his parents were okay with. He's getting some stuff checked out, you know, at the end of the year. But he's just gutsy young man, very competitive, and just wants to play sports.
Now for Paxton, he'll be leaving high school in just a few months. What will his legacy be when he walks out the door?
Yeah, Paxton obviously was a really good football player, and basketball player. He's going to leave our program as a 600 point guy, 300 rebounds, 300 assists, you know, kind of guy. And we haven't had somebody, you know, to put up consistently across the board stats like that. I think 150 steals. You know, he started for 3 years for us, like I said, last 2 years being a point guard. This year we kind of moved him more of a shooting guard, and we're still over 100 assists. So, you know, he was just a playmaker for us the past 3 years. You know, always one of our hardest workers, and just a good young man.
If you could, a little bit of a harder question, if there's a word that you could describe Noah and Paxton with, what would that word be?
That is a tough one. Noah's would be one word, but he's kind of the quiet assassin. He's pretty unassuming most of the time. Doesn't talk a whole lot, but you can see it in his body language. You know, he's ultra competitive. Paxton, I would say he's fiery. You know, he likes to get after it and compete, and he's gonna let you know about it. And he's just excited to be on the quarter field as much as he can.